Young people ask, "How can I resist peer pressure to have sex?" When I was in school, if someone claimed to have had sex, everyone else felt that they had to catch up and do the same. After all, no one wants to be the oddball. Elaine, 21. Have you ever felt pressure to have sex just because everyone else seems to be doing it? Have you ever felt pressure to have sex because someone you love is trying to coerce you? If so, this article can help you to resist pressure from others or from your own desires so that you can make better choices. Myths and facts. Myth: everyone is having sex, except me. Fact: in one survey, 2 out of 3 18-year-olds claimed that they had already had sex. But that means a large number, more than 30%, had not. Not everyone is having sex. Myth: sex will strengthen our relationship. Fact: although some boys may promote that thinking in order to coerce a girl into having sex, the facts say otherwise. All too often, a boy will break up with a girl after having sex with her, much to the outrage of the girl who thought he was in love with her, or at least had some sense of commitment. The footnote reads, "Of course, it is not always the boy who is the aggressor. In many cases, girls try to coerce boys into having sex." End of footnote. Myth: the Bible is against sex. Fact: the Bible promotes a positive view of sex, but says that it should only be enjoyed by a man and a woman who are married to each other. Myth: living by the Bible will make my life miserable. Fact: if you wait until marriage to have sex, you will be happier because you will have avoided the worries, regrets, and insecurities that often result from premarital sex. The bottom line: postponing sex until marriage has never hurt anyone, but having sex before marriage has. How to resist pressure to have sex. Strengthen your moral convictions. The Bible says that mature people have their powers of discernment trained to distinguish both right and wrong. Hebrews 5:14. They have convictions and are therefore less likely to cave in to pressure. I work very hard to do the right thing and have a good reputation, and I refuse to put myself in a situation that would cause me to lose that. Elisha, 16. To think about, what kind of reputation do you want to have? Is it worth sacrificing that reputation just to gain the approval of someone else? Consider the consequences. The Bible says, "Whatever a person is sowing, this he will also reap." Galatians 6:7. Fast forward and think about how your life, and the life of another person, could change if you gave in to the pressure to have sex. The footnote reads, "Among other things, consequences could include unwanted pregnancy, and, depending on the ages of the two persons, legal issues involving sexual activity with minors." End of footnote. Premarital sex is often followed by guilt, regret, and even feelings of being unloved, not to mention the possibility of unwanted pregnancy or of getting a sexually transmitted disease. Sienna, 16. To think about. The book Sex Smart asks, if your friends are pushing you to do things that can mess you up, are they the kind of people you should be hanging out with and listening to about important life issues? Have a balanced view. Sex is not the enemy. In fact, the Bible indicates that married couples should enjoy this aspect of their relationship. Sex is a beautiful part of creation. God wants us to enjoy it, but only under the arrangement that He designed for it, which is marriage. Jeremy 17. To think about. If you do get married one day, you will be able to have sex, and you'll be able to enjoy it fully without the negative consequences mentioned earlier. What your peers say. Having premarital sex isn't the way you show love for someone. You show love by respecting that person and yourself enough to wait until marriage. There's security in marriage, because you know that your partner is there for more than something physical. Michaela. Sex outside of marriage has no commitment. In fact, it's common for a partner to be discarded afterward, like the wrapper on a candy bar. Any enjoyment that a person has is temporary and is overshadowed by the negative consequences. Cayman. Review. How can I resist pressure to have sex? Strengthen your moral convictions. A person with strong convictions is less likely to yield to pressure. Consider the consequences. Think about how your life and the life of another person could be changed if you were to have sex before marriage. Keep a balanced view. Sex is not the enemy. God created it for humans to enjoy, but only within marriage of a man and a woman.